90.9 WKYS. Good morning. Britt's here. She's got a look at the news.
Nina Pham, one of the nurses who contracted Ebola in Dallas, is now in Maryland being treated at the National Institute of Health in Bethesda, where she will be cared for in a high-level containment facility. A Loudoun County inmate is hospitalized with a low risk for Ebola. The woman was arrested in Maryland after arriving Monday at Dulles International Airport from a West African nation. She developed a low-grade fever yesterday. An accident in Aspen Hill involving two fire department vehicles left seven people hospitalized. The collision happened yesterday afternoon at the intersection of Aspen Hill Road and Parkland Drive as the emergency vehicles were responding to a call. None of the injuries are being labeled life-threatening. 42-year-old Omar Gonzalez, the man suspected of a recent White House intrusion, is facing three more charges. A federal grand jury is adding two new federal counts and one D.C. count to three previous charges he had. A Montgomery County police officer will have to repay more than $30,000 he received while on disability from the Baltimore Police Department. Officer Gilbert Payne pleaded guilty yesterday to perjury and workers' compensation fraud. Turns out he was employed as a Towson University police officer while receiving disability. In Greenbelt, a thief broke into an apartment in broad daylight and stole the resident's dog. The incident happened in the 7,000 block of Hanover Parkway Wednesday afternoon. The suspect also took a diamond ring, a laptop, and a Kindle along with a 10-year-old dog. In other news, D.C. residents might want to check your attitude. Washington, D.C. is ranked the fourth snobbiest city in the nation by Travel and Leisure. D.C. is right behind New York, Miami, and L.A. I'm Britt, and that's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com. Steve, what's going on in the Beltway?